cyber attack. Foreign hackers have attacked Canada's computer systems at three key federal government departments. The attack apparently came from China. Foreign cyber hackers trying to gain access to federal information. The Finance Department, the Treasury Board. What were they looking for? And does the federal government have the power to stop these type of cyber attacks on their computer system? What a great guest we have to talk about this. Charles Burton, he teaches Chinese politics at Brock University, and he's written extensively on Chinese cyber spying. Hi, thanks for coming on.
Good to be here, Mark.
I appreciate it very much. Okay, what do we know about these attacks so far?
Well, certainly they've been serious enough that the Communication Security Establishment of Canada, that looks after government communication security, has blocked off the internet to those departments, and including Defense Research Institute.
Yeah.
So they're working presently to try and clean up the computers that have been affected with these softwares that allow Canadian classified information to be transmitted to servers in China. So it was serious, and you know, this is just one that we know about. Most of these hacking into government and commercial computers are not made public, particularly in the companies that get hacked, because they don't want to give people the impression that their computer systems are not secure and damage investor confidence. So a great deal of this is going on, and you know, Canadians are a naive and trusting people, and it seems that we're not doing enough to try and defend ourselves from this kind of thing.
Okay, let's talk about the departments of the federal government that were subject to this cyber attack, Charles. The Defense Research and Development Canada, what do you think they were looking for there?
Well, I think we have a lot of technologies of a classified nature that we share with our allies in the United States and Britain and other Western countries, and
Right. Clearly
the Chinese would like to know more about how to develop sophisticated weapon systems, and an easy way to get that information instead of developing it yourself is to download the information off a Canadian government computer that's been left a little bit too exposed.
Oh, wow. I mean, it's hard to believe that they could get into a system like that. Is supposed to have safeguards, right? I mean, the government knows that these type of threats are out there.
Well,
they say they spend millions of dollars on protective systems to make sure that these cyber attackers cannot get into the system. Are we not? We just not doing it right? Not doing enough.
So we're not spending as much as the Brits, who are spending about 10 times our amount. And certainly, I think part of it is that not enough awareness of the risk of this is inculcated into the minds of senior civil servants. So basically, it's like we're leaving the cyber door unlocked, and when a stranger knocks on the door, we let them in. That's what it really amounts to. So on the one hand, it's a technology question. On the other hand, it's an attitude of government to how to be aware that. You know, people with bad intentions can, in fact, get into your computer and get hold of your information if you don't take your own safeguards against that. And one of the things would be this downloading of different files that come attached to emails that then release malignant software into your system and start to systematically send your passwords and files, offshore to China.
Okay, the Finance Department and the Treasury Board, what do you think these Chinese cyber spies could have potentially been looking for there?
Well, certainly in terms of the Finance Department, they have a lot of interest in Canadian budgeting. They'd be interested in what sort of measures we are thinking about in terms of dealing with the Chinese misvaluation of their currency that keeps our products in China expensive and their products here unrealistically cheap. With the Treasury Board, it does give them access to senior civil servants who have passwords and access to classified documents. So once they're able to get the information to those people and pretend that they are them, they can then go into these systems and download classified Canadian economic data and political data.
Okay, the government being very tight-lipped about this, perhaps understandably, but is there any indication at all of what kind of information may have been stolen and how sensitive it was?
Well, I think certainly Mr. Stockwell Day, the Treasury Board, did suggest it's been a very serious breach. you know, the Treasury Board looks after budgeting for all aspects of the government and keeps a terrific amount of information on Canadians and civil servants in their databases. So this information would be useful to hackers. And you know, aside from this sort of thing, there's also the kind of political hacking that the Chinese are alleged to do, the, you know, Google leaving China because the Chinese government was accessing the Google accounts of democracy activists abroad, and then a large amount of hacking into the computers of Canadian companies that are of interest to China, say in the energy sector and natural resources sector, to get data about negotiating prices and inside information that would allow China to make bids. You know,
yeah, because China's a big investor in the energy field in
They're
Canada.
They're certainly trying to get in, you know, in different ways. A recent bid of $4.5 million for a partnership with Encana with regard to some BC shale gas, you know, that they're trying to do it in a way that doesn't make it subject to the foreign investment review process, because, you know, these large Chinese state companies serve the interests of the Chinese state overall and are not necessarily simply oriented towards maximizing profit for shareholders and responding to boards of directors. I think the difference is that, you know, Canada does this kind of cyber espionage, but the Canadian communication security establishment and counterpart institutions like the National Security Agency or in the United States or the General Communications Headquarters in Britain are constrained by Parliament as to what they're able to do in this regard, and it's kept down to fighting terrorism and immediate threats to national security. But the Chinese see their government as extending into all sorts of areas that we wouldn't see in the province of government, particularly business and exploitation of resources and political areas. And so they're not following the accepted rules for spying that other countries have established over the years, and that's a cause for concern. It seems that the Chinese want a no-holds-barred approach to this kind of cyber espionage, and that could lead to us having to, you know, engage in a cyber war and do more of this kind of thing ourselves, which, you know, really isn't the way in free and open and democratic societies.
Well, there's, of course, the Chinese government has denied any involvement. I suppose that is the pro forma response from Beijing anytime something like this happens.
Any kind of espionage.
Right, they just deny it all.
Anytime, so you know, one can't put a lot of credit into that, seeing as they do have agencies in their bureaucracy that are devoted to nothing but this.
There's no doubt at all that they're big time and they pour a ton of resources into this type of cyber espionage.
It pays off for them. You know, it does pay off for them. And clearly, you know, as China doesn't have the sort of military development that the West has, I think they're looking at different ways to realize their interests. And one way is to take advantage of our relatively weak protection of our internet networks. And of course, if there was in fact conflict, you know, there are all kinds of things that sophisticated integration into computer networks could do, you know, like closing down electrical power systems or, you know, getting into, like, deleting entire sections of government computers and that sort of thing would cause considerable disruption that would put us at a severe disadvantage if there was some kind of conflict.
Okay, it's a fascinating story breaking in the last couple of days. I appreciate your expertise on it. Thanks for coming on.
Good to talk to you, Mike.
Appreciate it very much. That is Charles Burton. He's an expert in this area, teaches Chinese politics at Brock University. He's written a lot about Chinese cyber spying. Let's take a break. When we come back, I'll speak to Susan Hayes. She's the Vancouver woman who proved that you can fight City Hall.